Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Hello, I wanted to share about a village that we went to yesterday that just really broke our heart, but at the same time was redemption stories. At the same time, we went into a new village where 53 kids were intercepted from being sold or had come back from slavery. We went again today and did a little program with the kids and just wanted to pray with them, hear their stories. Their stories are pretty unbelievable. So I had our videographer just video one of the little boys that you'll hear his own story in his own words. And then I'll share some of what we heard in my own words, because I didn't want to have interview kids that weren't comfortable being interviewed. So I'll share that at the end.
So I was happy with my mother, and one day my mother passed away. So when my mother passed away, all my family began to beat me up. They beat me up each day. So one day they decided to sell me to Nigeria. So and they sent me to Nigeria. So I be there, I go to Nigeria, be with someone that I don't know. And they tied me up and they beat me hardly each day. So one day I hear that there are some organization who is willing to take care of us. So by the help of this organization, they come to Nigeria, they manage the same, and they take me out of Nigeria. So they take me here, and by their help, I began to go to school. When I start school, they fed me, and I'm very happy now. I'm free, and I want to say thank you to the organization. And now I'm free. And I'm happy.
So today we sat down with children. One of the little girls was interviewed that she's around 13 or 14 years old. She was trafficked by her family. She said that her father had sacrificed her first brother in a voodoo situation. So he wanted to get power in the voodoo realm, and so he sacrificed the youngest child, and then she was trafficked by her family to the neighboring country. She said that after a year, she was brought back, and they were going to re-traffic her, and the school got involved and told her that there were people that could help her, and then one of the older brothers came and was trying to get her to be trafficked and sell her because he wanted money for her. And she told her mother that if she's re-trafficked, she will kill herself. She does not want to live because of what had happened to her. So she was telling basically how she was intercepted to be from taken back to the neighboring country. It's unbelievable, these kids that they've gone through such hardship. And what I do is I have to hear their stories because I remind myself, this is the why. This is why we're doing what we do. And this girl is now safe. She's being protected. Once they come onto our program, our monitors are monitoring them every single day and making sure that they can go to school, they're fed, and that their families are not going to re-traffic them, as well as they're not, the families aren't allowed to beat them and mistreat them because they're monitored. And if we feel that they are, we get the police involved and then the police take over. So this is where the protection comes once they're on our program. Another two little boys, each of them were 10 years old each, who are now on our program. And each of them said that, you know, whether a father had died or a mother had died, one of the parents died and then the other parent couldn't feed all the children. So they sent, you know, this one particular boy said he was sent, you know, just to a neighboring village to a relative, and he had to do all the work of the home. So he said he was doing all the housework, washing dishes and feeding everybody and taking care of everybody as a 10-year-old. And he said he was beat every single day and hardly given any food. So our team was on the ground telling the school basically that if you know children who are being trafficked or in a trafficking situation and the parents can get them back, then we will put them on our program. So this little boy was told by the administration of the school that he was to come back. He was to be brought back and put into school. So that little boy was saved, and he literally, with tears in his eyes, just said, I asked him if he feels safe now. And he said, yes, I'm safe. And I said, do you get plenty of to eat? And he said, yes, I get plenty to eat and I'm safe and just precious. And the other boy, similar story, that is a mother or father had died and they sent him to a relative. And, you know, the stories, it's kind of like on repeat. This is the stories that we hear over and over and over. Parents can't feed all their kids. They pick one to send away to what they say work for their own keep. And then that's when the abuse happens of these children, and they're having to work and do everything of whatever they're told, but they're beat on a regular basis. And it's a submission thing that they do. So all these kids are rescued, and we've got 53 kids in that school, and we've got another, our country director says another 50 are on the waiting list that will go into school this coming school year, but they're being fed every day so that they can be protected, and they are on our program. So this is what, if you support Orphan Relief and Rescue, this is where your support goes. This is miraculous. It's beautiful work, just looking into these kids' eyes and realizing they're now saved. We told them about this God of love who loves them, wants relationship with them, and they are going to always in their life have people that disappoint them and possibly hurt them, yet Jesus will never fail them, never hurt them, never leave them or forsake them. And I had them put their hands on their head, and I just said, you know, just repeat, I am a child of God. I am loved. I am valuable. I'm important. And Jesus loves me. And with lots of passion, they repeat that. And I said, these are the words that you speak to your soul about. And, you know, kids, they're so resilient. This is what's beautiful about this work, is that kids are resilient. They listen to every word you say and they do take it to heart. I had one little boy, as we were interviewing the kids, one little boy, he wasn't on our program. He just came for some food that, you know, we had gathered the kids today just to feed them and to talk to them. But he was just a neighbor kid, and he came and said that he goes to the Saturday program that's there every Saturday. And so I said, well, what would you like us to pray for you about? And he said, I want to accept Jesus. And I said, oh, right now? He says, yes. So I had my translator just lead him in the prayer to accept Jesus. And he was probably 8 years old. And I'm just looking at this little one, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, these are the ones that are going to change their village for Jesus. They have been harmed and hurt, and they are learning about this God who loves them, wants relationship with them. And yeah, just beautiful, beautiful things are just happening all around us. And that's what we get privileged to be a part of when we're walking in sync with what God asks us to do. And many of you are helping us with this work and with these children. So thank you again for all that you do to help us.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.